I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend is Memorial Day, the traditional start of the boating season in West Virginia and the culmination of National Boating Safety Week. We'll talk more about boating safety rules to keep you and your family safe on the water this weekend in a moment. There are a few things more relaxing than spending time on the water with your family. Boating's an awesome getaway. And in a year when we've been stuck at home for 2 months, Lieutenant Ed Goodson of the Natural Resources Police expects a lot of folks are going to be ready to enjoy Memorial Day weekend on the water.
I'd say this weekend there will be many, many recreational boaters on the water, especially during the COVID-19 issues we're facing. People want to get outside, and that's a good thing, but you still have to be careful.
So you need to make sure that you have everything in place for a safe weekend. And Goodson says you don't want the weekend ruined by an accident or a visit from the guys in brown.
The biggest thing that will get those blue lights turned on you is negligent operation of that motorboat, of that PWC. Doing something that you may think is fun and cool, but doing something that's going to get you hurt or get someone else hurt.
Each boat has an occupancy rating, which is as much about the weight of those on board rather than the people on board. Be mindful of that rating.
Overloading those party barges. You know, they're called party barges, the pontoons, for a reason. That's the thing. If we are driving by, if we're motoring by, and if we see a pontoon, and those pontoons are, you can't hardly see them because that pontoon is so overloaded. That is a big-time safety issue.
Personal watercraft are fun to ride and fun to use to jump wakes. Just don't do it too close to the back of another boat. Less than 100 feet, and you're risking a ticket or getting hurt. Life jackets save lives. If you wear them, everybody on board needs to have one accessible, and if it's a child, they need to have it on if the boat's underway.
Underway means you're not anchored. You're not tied off. So in the river systems, you know, specifically Kanawha River, the boat may be turned off, but you're still moving in that river system. So that is considered underway.
And as always, keep the drinking in check.
DUI, boating under the influence, alcohol fatalities, alcohol injuries as it relates to boating while intoxicated. Very, very dangerous. There's no real need for it.
Appoint a sober skipper on your outing. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.